AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The U.S. military's launched what it's calling Project Freedom to guide commercial ships through the Strait of Hormuz. Sagar Magani reports it comes amid reports of fresh fire.
U.S. Central Command says it has reopened a passage through the strait free of Iranian mines. Iran responded by sending missiles, drones, and small boats at commercial vessels under American protection.
We have defeated each and every one of those threats.
Admiral Brad Cooper says the military blew up six Iranian small boats. Breaking Iran's hold on the strait would ease global economic concerns, but also risks reigniting full-scale fighting. The United Arab Emirates says it came under Iranian attack for the first time since a fragile ceasefire took hold last month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
It all produced another big jump for oil prices. Brent crude up 5.8% Monday, settling above $114 per barrel. But President Trump sees the numbers this way.
They thought that energy would be at $300, right? $300 a barrel, and it's like at $100. And I think going down, and I see it going down very substantially when this is over.
As for gasoline, the national average is now above $4.45 per gallon, according to AAA. On Wall Street, stocks slipped, the S&P down 0.4%, the NASDAQ 0.2%, the Dow 1.1%. In Washington, a man spotted carrying a gun near the White House complex, Secret Service Deputy Director Matthew Quinn.
That individual fled briefly on foot, withdrew a firearm, and fired in the direction of our agents and officers. They returned fire and engaged. That individual was hit. He's since been transported to the hospital.
And the Supreme Court has restored access through telehealth mail and pharmacies to the abortion pill mifepristone. This is AP News. WKRP lives on. Julie Walker has the story.
Cincinnati WKRP.
Long after the CBS TV show of the same name went off the air, a radio station just went live there, co-owner Jeff Zeisman.
Arguably, they're the most famous set of call letters you could possibly have and be on the air in Cincinnati.
The owners obtained the call letters by making a donation to a North Carolina nonprofit whose low-power radio station had them since 2014. WKRP's format, Adult Hits, of which the theme song was one.
The entire WKRP theme song was in fact released as a commercial record. It was a 45 on MCA Records.
I'm Julie Walker.
I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
And there's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.